Now to the disappearance of a young man in Arizona. His name is Daniel Robinson, and his mysterious case was one of the first ones that we covered as part of our missing series here on News Nation Prime. We are revisiting his case tonight, as it has now been 6 months, and there has still been no sign of him. Daniel is 24 years old, and he was working as a geologist when he vanished in June. Daniel's dad has organized multiple searches in the Arizona desert over the past few months, and he even hired a private investigator to look into the case, but even the family starting to lose hope that Daniel is still alive. I'm going to be talking to Daniel's dad in just a moment, but first, News Nation's Kelly Beeson takes us back through the details of this case and where the search goes from here.
Nearly 6 months after Daniel Robinson vanished, a call for help passing out flyers, expanding the search to Phoenix and surrounding cities.
We're saturating the homeless populations, the homeless communities in the valley. Reason being is if there was some type of a disorientation or head injury that could still be going on. And Daniel just doesn't really know who he is.
Jeff McGrath is a private investigator working with Robinson's family to figure out what happened to the 24-year-old geologist who vanished June 23rd after leaving a job site in the Arizona desert. His Jeep, found a month later, crashed in a ravine.
Something was going on with that vehicle.
McGrath says so much of the case doesn't add up. Paint on the Jeep that doesn't match the scene. Data that shows 11 miles on the vehicle after airbags deployed, and more than 40 attempts to start the engine after it crashed. He's certain there was actually another crash somewhere else.
So it tells me there's a second crash location, or I should say a first crash location at minimum, and then there's the recovery location where the vehicle ended up driving down into the ravine and coming to rest at the bottom on the side.
Robinson's keys and wallet were still inside, his clothing in a pile just outside the vehicle. Signs Robinson was likely disoriented. McGrath hasn't ruled out foul play or the possibility of a drug like PCP being involved.
And that would cause inhibitions to go away, possible risky behavior. He may have hit his head in an accident, had some trauma, some brain trauma, some swelling of the brain that would disorient, couldn't find his way out, or laid down somewhere, passed out, and succumbed to his injuries.
Volunteers have repeatedly fanned out over the desert searching. McGrath admits the chances Daniel is alive are slim, but he shares David Robinson's frustrations about how the case was handled from the start.
Their theory is that nothing happened, there's nothing wrong here, and there's nothing suspicious here.
The Buckeye Police provided this written statement saying Daniel's disappearance is heartbreaking. Detectives with the Buckeye Police Department investigate every lead in this case. The investigation will remain open and active until we find Daniel. But McGrath says police have turned over all evidence to his team. And it's David Robinson who continues to organize searches, reminding us all this holiday to hold loved ones close.
Now, that private investigator telling us Daniel had told coworkers he was tired before leaving work. So one theory is that he stopped somewhere along the desert road to take a nap and was the victim of a carjacking, then left in the desert after the crash. Marnie.
Kelly, thank you. The mystery continues, and Daniel's father, David, has been scouring the desert, as you saw there, for his son ever since he went missing months ago. He's camped out in hotel rooms, even got a one-bedroom apartment near the search area so he could be there to continue looking. David is joining us live once again tonight. David, I've spoken to you a number of times. Any new information tonight, any updates that shed light on what happened to your son?
Thank you for having me on. There's currently not too many new updates other than the fact that we do have now a second person who saw my son on June the 23rd. This person is a federal law enforcement agent who can give us a better understanding of the timeline and also the mind frame that my son on that date of 23rd of June.
How did your son encounter this law enforcement official?
Well, the law enforcement agent told me he was out there with his children target practicing when he saw my son out there, his vehicle out there twice. On the second time he saw my son's vehicle, he approached him. My son was mild-mannered, had a long conversation with him. It appeared that he was cleaning his car. His car didn't have been sustained any damage. My son directed him to a location that's better suited for target practicing because, you know, my son told him that he was at work and that's the work area. He shouldn't be shooting out the area.
Did Daniel share any information with him indicating where he was going, what he was doing, anything that's helpful?
Only thing I got from that officer is that Daniel said he was at work and that is around that morning area when he saw my son.
Can you clear up, David, some of the discussion happening around the police reports, Daniel's state of mind, his coworkers describing him as tired, kind of out of sorts, others saying that there is a potential, even the PI, that there were drugs in his system. He had even had some conversations with a woman in the area. Anything you can definitively clear up for us as you investigate?
Well, with my investigation, anything with drugs is something new I never heard about. My son is definitely don't do drugs, PCP, what I heard just a while ago, things like that. My son don't dabble with that kind of stuff. So I'm not sure about where that type of things come from, but I do know there is a lot of theories out there that's surrounding my son. And as time goes by, people wonder. They wonder what happened. I wonder what happened. And they tend to make things up.
Mm. We did hear from Buckeye Police, as you saw in that piece. They said the case is still open. It is active. However, you have been frustrated about how the investigation was handled. Why and what should they have done?
At the beginning, you know, the urgency, you know, saying 24 to 40 hours is crucial. My son went missing. To date, the Buckeye Police Department haven't found anything out there related to my son. My searches as a civilian, filled with civilians, have collected human remains, have collected evidence. My investigator collected evidence, but I'm not finding anything coming out of the department suggesting to me that they're not looking hard enough.
David, this is a difficult question to ask. Jeff McGrath, the private investigator on the case that you hired, said the chances that Daniel is alive is slim. What do you think tonight? What does your gut tell you about your son?
Well, you know, it's been trying. You know, you can imagine after 6 months, going on 6 months here, at the beginning of my searches, you know, of course, I searched that well site area until the vehicle showed up. I started searching the vehicle area. But during that time, I always had that hope that Daniel's out there needed to be rescued, you know, and that's my goal, to find him and bring him home. However, after 6 months, like I said, you know, that wears at your faith. There's no way possible for me to find my son walking around that desert alive. So it changed from a rescue to a recovery at this point. But to keep my hope alive, I also don't know what happened to my son. So it's possible he could escape that area somehow. So that's the reason why I started my city searches that would span to every city here in Arizona in hopes that Daniel's part of some type of homeless population or maybe a mental health facility or anything, you know, that would indicate that he's still alive.
Well, from parent to parent, I understand your relentless pursuit to find your son. I thank you once again for joining us, and I hope that the new search proves to be fruitful and gives you some information and answers that you need. David Robinson, as always, thank you. And if you have any information about Daniel Robinson and where he is, if you can help in this case, please contact the Buckeye Police Department, the number there on your screen.